Okay, good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. Good evening, good evening. There's Minik, which is brought down in Halacha. Mishneh Berurah brings down that there's a Minik not to say Tachnun for 6 days after Shavuos. Pardon? It's brought down as a Minik. Noagu. Mishneh Berurah brings down as Noagu. Ah, yeah? Ain't okay. So the Ma'aseh said the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring a clear mekayif for it, and the Mefarshim ask what's exactly the reason we don't say Tachnun after before Yom Tov. We understand from the Shloshim Hagbola, we understand why before Shavuos we don't say Tachnun, but why 6 days after Shavuos why don't we say Tachnun? So Mrs. Zalman Meltzer was asked the question, why don't we say Tachnun after Shavuos? So he replied on the spot. He says the reason is because it's like a chosn kala. His halacha, as we know, chosn kala, shiva yimei, the shiva bochus for 7 days, including the yom chasn, for 6 days after the yom chasn, you don't say tachnun chosn kala. They don't say tachnun. So Rabbi Zalman said the same applies for the Eden after Shavuos. After Shavuos, we're like chosn kala with the Torah. We're mekabel the Torah again, and the comparison is like a chosn and kala. So just like a chosn kala for shev bachos, they don't say tachnun. Similarly, also kal yisrael, the minig is that we don't say tachnun for 6 days after Shavuos. Not everybody. Where is that?
In the U.S.
Yeah. Yes. There. Yeah. It's only minig. Yeah. I know. And United is very strict about saying tachnun. Rabbi Lister once said that they are very makbid. They try to say as much as possible. Yeah, so indeed this was a good example because it's merely a minik. It's not a mashalocha. No, you joined in Rome like the Romans. Right, okay. Also, very interesting, an inspiring halacha. It's interesting how we can see Musa in Sifrei Halacha. The poskim say, the Beheti brings down that after every Yom Tov you say Sheikh Yonu. What happens if somebody forgets to say Sheikh Yonu on Shavuos? Pardon? You can say now. Very good. Oh, you learned halacha. Very good. So the Beheti brings a shitta. I think that's how we paskin. That a person forgets to say Sheikh Yonu for a few days after, you can still say Sheikh Yonu. So today, if you forgot Sheikh Yonu on Yom Shavuot, you can still say Sheikh Yonu of Yom Tov. So it seems that there is still the oiris, the ashpos, the light of Shavuot is still here for another few days. To get inspired of this heilige take. We're up to Simon Reish Yudches, Brochois, Anasim, and Anissim. We're learning the halachas regarding the brochas that are to be said if a person who Klal Yisrael witnesses an ace, a miracle. We're up to page 266. And we're up to Sif Beis. If Aleph taught us that if a person ends up in a place where Kiryas Yamsuf was, or where very great Nisim happened, very great Nisim happened, like the Yericho collapsed, or places like that, then and Nis occurred to all Klal Yisrael, then a person says, goes to, and if a person ends up in such a place, he says a bracha, and the words of the bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, She'osa Nisim La'avoseinu Bamokim Hazeh, She'osa Nisim La'avoseinu, who made Nisim to our forefathers, Bamokim Hazeh, in this place. So this was the halacha that we learned in Sif Aleph. Sif Beis continues, and it says the following. That's page 266, Sif Beis. Halneis, on a miracle. Shenas de Ktas Yisrael. What happens if an ace didn't happen to the entire nation? If an ace only happened to a part of Klal Yisrael, partial Klal Yisrael. So Halneis, Shenas de Ktas Yisrael, Kolzman, as long, Shaloi Nas de Kol Yisrael, as long as it wasn't an ace, for the entire nation, or Europe, or the majority of Klal Yisrael, hafilu nasir k'tzas shvatim, even if it was for many tribes, made a big chunk of Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, ein mevachin alav, you will not make the bracha. You will not make the bracha, sha'os anisim lav v'sinu b'mokim azeh, unless it's either the entire Klal Yisrael, or a vast majority. Having said that, the Mishneh Berurah said, Ziv Kotn Yud, ein mevachin alav, there is another halacha, which we're going to be seeing very, very, very shortly. that if a nes happened to you yourself or to your children, there's another bracha that is to be said. And that bracha you can't, so if a part of Klal Yisrael witnessed the nes, so it's true, you don't say this global, universal bracha, but it's a different bracha that exists. A bracha that a person witnessed the nes himself, happened to him or to his forefathers, that bracha can be said. And that's what we're going to be learning now in Siv Gimel. Kol Eilu Dvorim Eno, Kol Eilu Dvorim, all those things, Einam, Helok Shiroi Oysa Mishloishim Noni Shloishim Yoim. Says Halacha, that when it comes to the bracha, the global bracha, Sh'asanif and Avoyseinu, or the individual bracha, which we're going to be seeing shortly, you can only say this bracha once in 30 days. Mishloishim Yoim, Mishloishim Yoim. For 30 days. Ve'azim Choyva, and then it's an obligation, K'moi, like the Pam Rishon, like the first time you're seeing this. So the halacha is that you make the bracha of Sh'asa, if you happen to be a pilot and you cross Kiryas Yamsuf once a week, you'll only be able to make the bracha Sh'asa Nisim La'avo Yiseinu once in 30 days. How are you going to say, well, but I see it every week, I fly past Kiryas Yamsuf every week. You're a pilot, you see him, to answer it doesn't make a difference. You can only make the bracha once in 30 days. Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to ask a question over here. He says in Tzivkot and Yud Beis, he tells us, V'ozheim, for koidim lekein osu, before that it's osu, who because of levaton, and the bracha is levaton. It's a bracha in vain. If you happen to make this bracha more than once in 30 days, it's a bracha in vain. See if Cotton Gimel asks the question, Choyva, Eile Akshos, do not ask the following question. Maishno, what is the difference? Mi brochois, ra'omim, vizavois, hubikis, besomim. What's the difference? When it comes to thunders and storms, what happens if there's 2 days subsequently, one day after the next day is a thorn? The thorn, thunder and storms. What happens then? Do you have to wait 30 days? No, you can make every day. You can even potentially, you can definitely make every, you can make every day. What happens with Birkas Psalmim that we learned? You smell nice spices, one day and the next day again. Do you have to wait 30 days? No, you don't. So what's the difference? Why is it, asked the Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to Bochas Sha'asa Nisim La'Viseinu and Sha'asa Lines, you've got to wait 30 days to make the Bocha again. As opposed to when it comes to Psalmim, thunders and storms and earthquakes, all that, you're going to make a bracha, you can make a bracha every day. Why don't you need to make for 30 days? Good question. Any suggestions? It's a gewaltig in Teretz. Oh, exactly, it's a different... Oh, so let's see what Mishabu says. Very good, what would you want to say? It's a physical experience as opposed to... Very good. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. So Mishnah Berurah says, why is it? Why is it different than earthquakes and psalmim? Shemavorech, that you make a bracha b'chol pam every time, v'afilu even boy b'yoyim, even on that every day, you can make a few times a bracha. The shiny awesome, this is different. Shemavorech aro'omim v'zikin chadoshim. It's always a new earthquake, a new thunder, a new storm. It's a new event taking place. And therefore, you're going to make a new bracha. It's a new event. So you're going to make a new bracha. V'kmoiken, similarly, pikas haboisen, when it comes to spices, yes, you can make numerous times a day the same bracha. Mevorech areach chodosh, shenoid eftomid. It's a new smell, which is, it's true, the smell is permanent, but you are smelling it again. It's a new smell. Mevorech areach chodosh, it's a new smell. Shinoid of Tomid, Masha Ein Keinocha, as opposed to over here, Shloin is Chadash Shum Dova, Bizman Sheberech. Nothing has changed. When you go to Yamsuf, nothing has changed. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, nothing has changed. So you can't make a bracha today and tomorrow. It's 30 days. It's the experience of witnessing that place. You're experiencing something. And it comes to experiencing something. It's about you seeing the place. So, every 30 days, there's no change. Not in you and not in the place. So you can't make another bracha now. You've got to wait another 30 days. Chodesh, losn chodosh. as the poskim say, chodesh chodosh, new. Every once, if it's less than 30 days, it's not new. Chodesh, loshna chodesh, month. His chodesh, because the moon renew is a new cycle. New chodosh and chodesh is not by chance that it's the same word. It's considered something new if it's once in 30 days. If it's more than that, it's not considered new. It's the same happening again. So similarly here also, that it's known as chadash shum davar mizman shebech. The Yamsuf hasn't changed, Yericho hasn't changed. You can't make a bracha again. Al kein therefore, lo choshiv lebrucha, you can only make a bracha, and kein ofa zman merubah k'shloshim yom teyeh. But when it comes to a thunder, to a storm, when it comes to earthquake, it's a new earthquake, it's a new thunder, it's a new storm, so you can make a new bracha. Yeah. Right, okay, that's a very good question. What happens if you never have a 30-day window from... That's a very good question. Lemaisa, as far as this bracha is concerned, you can make the bracha... It sounds like from Loshna Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to go into the brachas you're referring to, but over here, as far as this is concerned, the pilot, once in 30 days, he can make the bracha. He can make the bracha. So it's not explicit that you can make a bracha, although you don't need a 30 days gap, but it's you can only make the bracha once in 30 days, if that makes sense. But that's with regards to here. We'll see in other areas it's different. Now it's interesting that the poskim say that you also exclude the day that you're seeing it and the day that it actually happened. What happened if the neis happened? So when the neis actually happens, you don't make that bracha, right? What bracha do you make when the neis happens? Hagoymel, right? So we'll see more about that. It's going to be later halachas. Straight after the neis, you can make bracha hagoymel. What about if the neis happens, chas v'sholom? Imagine somebody had a terrible car accident, chas v'sholom. And then he benched our goymel, and let's say it's a kind of scenario, we'll define that still, that he can make Sha'os Tanez when he gets to that particular place. We'll define that still, I'm just want to raise one particular point. So if he now, 2 days later, he drives past that place again, can he make Sha'os Tanez for Mokam Azen now, or does he need to wait 30 days from when the event actually happened? What do you think? You can say it even without 30 days.
The first one is seeing the event again, seeing the place again.
Yeah. So this is the machloikas. Many poskim actually say you need to wait 30 days as well from the event that took place. You can only make Sha'os Tanez after 30 days. All the poskim are making. I don't know what the minig is. I don't know if there is a minig for such a thing. But it's a machloikas a poskim. I imagine that if it does happen, we probably could make a bracha. But it is a machloikas of contemporary poskim. Okay, we're ready for the next Seif, which is Seif Dalet. We're moving on from the global, universal events that took place to individual neis. Seif Dalet, bottom of page 266. Haroye Mokoyim, if a person sees a place, Shinase neis le yochid. If a person sees a place that a neis happened to an individual person, so you know that Moshe, Yankel, Berl, a neis happened to him in that particular place, you cannot make a bracha there. Another person can't make a bracha if somebody had a neis occurring in that particular place. But himself, you can, the person that the neis happened to him, he can make a bracha. You can make the bracha, the neis happened to me, and that is the wording of the bracha you make. You will not say the wording of the bracha, to our forefathers. Obviously, the wording is to change and tweak slightly into shoso li neis b'mokam hazeh. And the continuous shulchan aruch, v'chol yoytzei yireichoi, his offspring, his children, similarly, gam ken mevachim, they can also make epocha in that place, and they will say she'osoneis la'avi to my father b'mokam hazeh. You can make la'avi this. You can make epocha to Hashem. She'osoneis la'avi to my father b'mokam hazeh in this place. Similarly, if it's a grandfather, Mishnah doesn't say this. Mishabur does mention in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Shosaneis Le'ovi, Fezeh Koy Al-Ben, this is particularly with regards to the son, first white line, whom he ben, haben his grandson, Ve'elech Yivok Shosaneis La'avoisai, Oile Abi Abo, he will make to grandparents, great-grandparents, you can still make the Boch, and the Boch will then stand Shosaneis Le, as Mishabur says, La'avoisai, Pamok Mazet, obviously grandparents, grandmother, great-grandmother, same halacha will apply if you go to a particular place where Neis took place. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzivkot and Tezvav, let's clarify that, Avolhu Atzmoy, the person himself, that's, I'm going back a few lines, please excuse me, Tzivkot and Tezvav, Avolhu Atzmohayinu, Shechoyzer Magia Shom Acha Shekor Lo Neis. When the Neis happened, you will not make the Baruch HaShasani Neis. You will make Hagoymo, to be discussed in future shir. But you will not make the Baruch HaShasani Neis. Umipam Rishon Ve'elach, when you reach that place again, so he always 30 days afterwards, but when the Neis happens, you will not make the Baruch, you'll make Hagoymo. Right. Now, yeah.
Clarify another point.
Yeah.
So when we say 30 days, is that a chapada of 30, or if you have, let's say, a month, which is kosher, which is 29 days?
Yeah, it's going to be more than that. Mishnah Berurah says, I skipped that Mishnah Berurah earlier, but it says it needs to be 30 days. In fact, it needs to be also the day that you saw is excluded, and the day that you're now is also excluded. So actually, it's more than 30 days. Yeah, I think it has to do with 30 days being a chiddush. And I don't think it's the cycle of a month. It's 30 days. Yeah. So therefore, the answer is yes. Mole Chosa does make a difference. Yeah.
When you say an age happened to your father, your grandfather, are we talking about that before you were born?
Oh, very good question. What about if he's born or not born? That's a very good question. There is, Mishnah Berurah does not mention this, I don't think. I don't think Mishnah Berurah mentions it, but this is clear. This is a discussion. This is a discussion in the poskim. I saw that many poskim say. I'm just checking. I just want to make double check that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this. I don't think this is something which the poskim do discuss in great detail, and many poskim want to say that if it is something which happened before your birth, then you won't make a bracha. Many poskim do say that. Yeah, but other poskim are much more makel. Again, it's a machloek, it's a poskim, and some poskim are mechalek. It sounds actually from a Mishnah Berurah later, at the end of the sermon, it's mashma that one can certainly be makel in this, and you could make a bracha. Yeah, but it is a discussion in the post game. Yeah. Well, you found something? Tazayin. I'm Ben Rabbi Shechir, the Bnoi Ben Bnoi Tzich Levoch, Ben Shinoel, the Kodim Shikor Anais, Ben Shinoel Acham Ekin. Thank you very much. Shkoich, yeah. Whether it's before or after, yeah. But so many posts came on Mechalek, but Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, it does make a difference. Yeah, very good. Good. Habay said, what about a concentration camp? What about a concentration camp? Any of you had grandparents, grandparents went to the concentration camp? I had two grandparents who went to the concentration camp. Would I be able to make a boch if I go there?
Yeah?
Yeah?
If I got out?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. The post can say you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. If you think about how many millions didn't make it through, pardon?
What if it's not your relative?
If it's not a relative, so Shulchan Aruch said earlier, in Seif Dalet that a roi mokum shenasan is liyochit einu mevorech. The only exception is if this happened to you or to your father, grandfather, relative stam, you can't. So it means that if a rebbe or something, or a rebbe we'll see soon actually. Yeah. Who? Reuven, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good cash. I don't know the answer. Pardon? Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't say anything about relatives. We find him himself, children, Yoitze Chalotzov, Yoitze Rechoy. Him, children, grandchildren. He was saved. It's a good question. Very good question about Yosef, the Medrash. Yeah. Very good question. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe that would be a source to say that if Nes happened, you don't have to wait 30 days for the... Yeah, it's a cash on the post-kim hold, you need to wait 30 days initially, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Siv hey, Misha also loy nisim harbe. Somebody that many nisim happened to him. So many nisim happened to that particular individual. Begila echol mikalam koimois. When he reaches one of those places that many nisim happened to him, shenasa loy nis, that nis happened. Tzorich lehaskir kol shar mikoimois. He needs to mention all the other places. Feichlo kulam bevocha achas. So if a few nisim happened to him, but so he needs to, in one bracha will be sufficient, and he should have in mind all the other places as well. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains. Sivkot Yudches, Kol Shama Komizil Tavke Biyocher, it's an individual. Avol Benisei Rabim, if there is a few Nisim happening to a few people, Shemuchuyev Kol Echod Laske Devorich, everybody should make his own bracha. Shemagiel Mokam Anais, when they reach destination of Nais, place of Nais, Hen Tzorch Laske Kol HaMakom Shunasim Nisim Yisrael. One person had a number of Nisim, he makes one bracha, and has in mind all the Nisim. If there's a few people that have Nisim in a few places, even if they're nearby, they can all make their own bracha. That's fine. But if it's one person having a Nisim in a few places, he's going to make one bracha to have all of those in mind. Okay. Right, okay. So, Sivov al neis shel raboy. So we've spoken about his own neis, we've spoken about his children, grandchildren, and now there's another concept of a neis that happened to your master, to your rebbe. Al neis shel raboy, tzorich levoich k'shem shumovech al neis shel oviv. You need to make a bracha, like you need to make a bracha on a neis, a miracle that happened to your father, you also must make a bracha on the neis that happened to your master. Because in a way, as the Gemara says, he brought you to Olam Haba. Your father brought you to Olam Hazeh. Your Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba. So he is very important. And you've got, if a neis happened to her Rebbe, you have to make a bracha in that particular place. If a neis happened to a Rebbe, you've got to make a bracha in that particular place. That yeah, yes. Yeah. There's an injury. Yeah.
About Rebbe, Mustama, we don't have that kind of relationship so much these
days. Absolutely.
You can't talk about, from my grade 5, Gemara Rebbe had this, no, something, they never
had. Absolutely. Absolutely, that's correct. And Mishnah Berurah does say this, and they've gotten chof. Third line from the bottom, Tzorich Levorich, Nuschoz Bochato Hashem Sha'os Nes Le Rebbe Bemokamazem, Umayri Be Rabboi Muvuk. And we're talking about a Rebbe Muvuk, which is defined as somebody that in your idea is described, what is a Rebbe Muvuk? It's a great, somebody that you've roif chokhmosoi menu, the majority of your wisdom you've got from him. It's very hard to find nowadays. There are some very few individuals who've got a Rebbe Muvuk, but generally, there's not many people out there who've got a Rebbe Muvuk. You've got Roif Chochma from him. Nowadays, you've got Rebbe throughout the school career, you've got one Rebbe per year, and then once in Yeshiva, also it moves fast enough that you don't have really Rebbe Muvuk, Roif Chochma Semenu. But the Chassidim, they often take on that the Halacha of Rebbe Muvuk is the Rebbe. But in the Litvische Welt, it's not so common to find the Rebbe Muvik. And also by the Chassidim, I'm not sure if it's got, if it's Mikir Adin or Akpod, I'm not sure exactly how it works. You want Mikir Bracha? Yeah. Right, so, but it's that's a Rebbe Muvik. You're right, it's very hard to find Rebbe Muvik today. It's definitely hard to find, but it does exist, but it's rare. I know that Rabbi Victor Nebelzahl, for instance, is a good example. He considered Shlomo Zalman as his Rebbe Muvik. And there are some examples. Moshe Feinstein felt that his father was Rebbe Muvik. Besides being his father, he felt that his father was Rebbe Muvik. And there are some Gedolim who genuinely felt that they've got Roiv Chochma from one particular person. Some people want to argue that the Aleph Beis Rebbe may be considered Rebbe Muvik, because if not for him, you'd know anything. But it's not halachically accepted, but it's an interesting opinion. So some gedolim makbid on a Rebbe Muvik. Right, okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned about the halachas of brachas that ought to be said if you went to a place where nes happened to yourself. So if it's to yourself, you're going to make the bracha shalsoli nes. If it's somebody else's nes, you don't make a bracha, unless it's a bracha for the whole Klal Yisrael, who it's majority, then there's a different bracha shalsoli nes. La, we say in the b'makam hazeh. We said also, we learned halacha that it's only within beyond 30 days. Within 30 days, you don't make the bracha. We learned also that if a person has children, they make the same bracha. Grandchildren, they make the same bracha. We learned also that it doesn't make a difference if it's before or after. Thank you very much for pointing out Mishnah Buseb Kot Design. That if it's with before or after the birth of a grandchild, it doesn't make a difference. And we also learned that when the nes happened, you don't make that bracha. You make Hagomel, which is to be discussed later, Simon. But upon return, you make the bracha shalsoli. Nice, but more come as I am. Good evening, Abbasai.